高兴今天有机会跟大家分享神的
话语。 I'm so happy today that I can share with you God's word.
先带来角声布道团向大家的问安。
So I will ask, say hello on behalf of the Christian Herald.
我们基本上在纽约市工作。
Basically, we are based in New York City.
但是我们也得到很多教会在外州，在纽约上州的弟兄姐妹教会你们的支持。
So we also have a lot of support from a lot of churches from upstate.
所以我们也在这里也向教会贵教会来感谢。
So at this moment, I would like to say thank you to all your church.
因为有很多弟兄姐妹的支持和带导。
Because of all the support and prayer.
城市布道的工作就可以开展
，so that the evangelism and then the mission will come.
角声布道团是一个信心的机构。
Our Christian Herald is based on faith.
角声布道团成立不是一个教会。
This is not set up. It's like a church.
角声布道团的成立是希望我们每天的工作关怀这个社区里面有需要的人。
So our purpose is to care to see the need of the community.
所以我们没有固定的会友。
So we have no set membership.
That's why 我们跟教会的合作是非常的重要。
So that's why help a connection with the church is really important.
我感谢主这个教会主爱之家的教会跟角声的事工。秘密的联系。
I thank God that this church, HOCO, House of Christ, are really connected with our mission.
所以在城市布道、在传福音、关怀社区工作，你们都有份。
So in term of city evangelism and also in term of caring, you are part of us.
我记得我多年前很多年前进神学院。进神学院读神学读神学的时候
I remember many years ago when I go to seminary to study
是我已经工作了一段很长的时间而且也是我进研究院 读完书以后很长的时间之后的事情
This has happened after I working for a long time and I left the grad school for a while now
所以我这一次的进到神学院念书
So that time when I go into seminary
我自己就告诉我自己，我的身心灵需要重新的来适应，重新的来调整。
So I told myself that my heart, my body, my mind had to be renewed and readjust to that study.
我也需要常常的提醒我自己，因为那个时候已经不再年轻。
I have to always remind myself because at that time I'm no longer really young.
我必须要有坚定的毅力，坚持的去完成神学的课程和训练。
At that moment, I remind myself that I have to resolve and preservation to determine to finish this education.
真的回想起来，那三年的时间在神学院里面念书是不容易的。
When we think about it, we thought about it, that 3 years was really not easy at all.
学业那个workload 很重。
That kind of workload is really heavy.
每个礼拜都要去上课。
Every week I have to go to this class.
然后我家是住在 Queens， 大家知道在纽约市的 Queens。
I live in the Queens in New York City.
那我的神学院是在纽约上州。
And my seminary is upstate.
所以我要每天开车大概50分钟左右从家里到学校里面上课。
So every day I have to drive roughly around 50 minutes to the class.
在念神学院那段的时间。
And during that time when I'm in seminary.
每一个课程都有很多功课。
At that time, there was a lot of homework.
要做作业，要写报告，要面对考试，等等等等。
There's a lot of report, a lot of homework, and a lot of tests I had to prepare.
有时候还要熬夜哦。
Oh, a lot of time I had to stay up all night and study.
可能有时候我们想，那我们读神学吗？应该读神学吗？应该是好好的，有很多爱心对我们啊，是不是
？So at that time, I was thinking, it should be a lot of love towards our students.
为什么还要那么辛苦啊
？I still have to spend so much energy and difficulty to.
然后呢，我还记得真的是有时候需要开通宵啊。来把工作来把那个课业功课来做吧。
And many times I have to spend all night to stay up all night to finish all the homework.
神学生的要求有一个特别的地方。
One thing that requirement for the seminary students is special.
起码在我的神学院是这样。
But in my seminary, that's one requirement.
就是每一个神学生，你必须要通过圣经原文的两个语言的课程。
So you have to finish two basic language of the biblical basic language to the seminary school.
大家知道就是希伯来文写旧约的希伯来文跟新约的希腊文。
So those are the Greek and Hebrew.
那我记得那个时候还要背那些生词，啊，还要记那些的文法那些 grammar。
At that time, it was really difficult. I had to memorize all those words and then understand those grammar. It was really terrible, difficult for me.
It's not easy.
But I have to tell myself, I have to complete and finish these courses. Because the God's love motivated me. Because I have to know, finish this seminary school. Because I have achieved this goal.
就是我完成三年的神学课程以后，我就可以好好的、更有效的来侍奉爱我的主。
So after I finished 3 years of this seminary school, I have much more effectiveness to serve God.
我回想起来，我就还记得那段时间。那种上课赶作业那种的滋味，考试的压力的那种滋味。
When I reflect back in the past, I still feel that feeling of having go through the studying and then stay up all night and do all those homework.
三年的时间，有一段时间我记得我还住校。
And I still remember there's one time I still live in the dorm.
三年时间里面有一段时间，那所以一个礼拜有几天的时间。就要跟家人分开，周末才回到家里。
So actually, the whole week I was separate a couple days from the family, and then only way that I can come back home is the weekend.
各样工作的忙碌跟压力，我感觉我三年下来脱了很多头发。
And after 3 years, I find out that all those stress, I'm losing a lot of my hair.
但是我记得我的目标是要努力的完成课业，以致我好好的可以侍奉神。
But I know what is my goal, because my goal is to finish my seminary school so that I can effectively serve God.
说起脱头发
talk about losing hair.
我就记得我在香港的教会有个很要好的弟兄。
So I remember that Hong Kong, I have a very good brother in Christ.
十多年前，我从香港到纽约之前。
About 10 years ago, when I come over from New York,from New York City, from Hong Kong to New York.
这个弟兄他就告诉我。
This brother told me.
他说他在工作地方那些同事给他一个别号。
So he told me that when he in the workplace that people gave him a nickname.
我们广东话说发明啊。嗯。他的同事给他一个别号叫做半月。
His colleague gave him a nickname called Half Moon.
为什么呢
？Why?
就是因为他在后面，他也脱了很多头发。
Because in the back, they losing a lot of hair.
他在后面这里地方呢，有一个半月的形状。
So he look at in the back, look like a half a moon there.
所以他的别号叫做半月。
So his nickname has become half moon.
然后呢，他说他的同事远远在后面看到那个半月，就知道是他了。
So in the far away, when his colleague see that there's hair, you know he's a half moon, he knows that's him.
前年我回去香港见到他。
So last year, I went back to Hong Kong and saw him.
原来他一早已经是 full moon
了。When I see him, he's already become a full moon.
头发全光了。
Everything
满月了。
All bald now. There's nothing there.
变成满月了。
It's all full moon become.
我相信大家弟兄姐妹都一定同意。
Brothers and sisters maybe agree with this.
在你的人生的每一个阶段的里面。
In your life, in different stages in your life.
在你的人生每一个阶段的里面。
In every stage in your life,
你一定会你的人生，你一定会有一些的目标，对不对
？You must have some kind of a goal.
不论是短期的、中期的，或者是长期的，你一定有在你人生里面有一定的目标去追求。
No matter it's a short term, mid term, or a long term, you must set up some goal in your life.
比方说，我们在教会里面，或者在我们家里面，我们都会想象。
For example, in your family.
有时候我们会想到，我们会计划我们什么时候结婚，对不对
？We plan when we're going to get married.
家中有孩子长成了，他们会完成他们的学业。
Or maybe some of the children become finishing their education.
工作一段的时间，他们计划他们要结婚。
So they after finish working certain amount of time, they plan to get married.
比方说，我们会想到有些年轻人，他工作一段时间，想到我什么时候计划有目标，我要买房子。
maybe the young people is getting prepared and they want to buy a house.
甚至有些人他努力工作，他要想什么时候我要赚第一桶金。
So some of them maybe want to gain one bucket of gold.
对不对？有没有？有。
Is there any?
对。
Yes.
我上次回香港。
Last time when I went back to Hong Kong.
我因为很多年没有回香港啊，所以回香港就。看到香港社会的情况。
So many years I didn't go back to Hong Kong, and then I went back to Hong Kong. I see the condition in Hong Kong.
我就明白那些的父母，他们为了望子成龙啊。
So I see, understand that how the parent over there want the son and daughter become a dragon.
所以他们孩子从零岁开始，他们就开始部署啊。
So they want the kid to be successful. They plan ahead for them.
Become a dragon, 哇，很厉害！所以他们孩子从零岁开始就开始部署计划。
So when they even age of zero, they plan ahead for them.
你要去香港，你会看到这种情况。我想在台湾，在国内也是一样。
I believe in Hong Kong like that, and even in Taiwan or maybe in the mainland China would be like that.
小小年纪他就要学这个学那个，对不对
？When they are young, they have to learn this, learn that.
下课以后每天都要补习。
Every time after the finishing school, they will be also tutoring.
因为家长、父母他们希望孩子们赢在起跑线。
Because the parents want the children to win at the starting line.
所以他们很有策略。
So they have strategy.
为了这些的目标，为了孩子们的前途，他们设定。具体的计划跟行动。
So because the children, therefore, they set up some specific plan and goal for them.
达成他们的目标。
So to accomplish, to achieve their goal and purpose.
就我想大家都同意。
So everyone should be agree.
在我们人生里面，某一个阶段，某一个时间空间，你一定都有你的人生的目标。
So we agree that in our life, in certain station time, we would like to have some goal in our lives.
这些好不好
？Is it right?
如果你努力。
If you use
如果你努力
you use effort
work hard, 加上神的恩典和祝福
and also on top of God's grace and blessing,
他为你预备的
he will prepare for you,
他为你成就的
he will be accomplished for you,
这些都是很好的神的祝福没有错
this is all good, that's right,
但是如果我们很严肃的想深一层
But if you think deeply on this level, on another deeper level,
这些的目标
these goals,
充其量只是属于物质上面的层面
the most is just a superficial and just material aspect,
只是属于我们今生一百几十年中间的事情
It just only fill our lives about 20 to 50 years lives.
可能很快就会过去
We quickly will go away.
可能不能存留到永远
It cannot last for eternity.
相对我们的永恒，相对永恒来说
，compared to eternity，
这些我们刚才所讲的目标，赚多少的钱，有多少的房子，你结婚多少，多么的美满，充其量只是属于物质的层面。
You compare the eternity from the all you thinking about your house, your plan, your marriage, and all this material thing. This is just material stuff.
相对永恒来说
，compared to eternity，
这个绝对。不是我们人生里面最重要的终极目标。
This is compared to eternity. This is not our ultimate goal for our lives.
刚才我们所读那段的圣经
，the verses we just read.
我们可以看保罗他的人生目标是什么。
We can look at the what is the Paul's life goal.
保罗他那个时候拿着批文要到上耶路撒冷。去逼害那些的基督徒。
And Paul at that moment had an authority and go to Damascus to try to persecute the Christians there.
在大马士革的路上，他遇见大光。
In the road of Damascus, he saw a great light.
光到他的眼睛看不见。
A great light shining so that he can even see anything.
他就问主啊，你是谁
？She asked God, "Who are you, Lord?"
耶稣说，我就是你逼迫的耶稣。
Yes, Jesus said, "I am Jesus the Nazarene, whom you are persecuting."
保罗他就问他说：“主啊，我要做什么
？”And Paul said, "What should I do now?"
我们看见保罗是给耶稣基督他在大马士路上的光照，给他人生全部的改变过了。
We can see that in the road of Damascus, God changed him totally.
神将保罗改变成为 保罗以后他成为一个伟大的使徒。
In a part, this Paul became a great apostle later on.
圣经里面记载他三次的旅行布道。
In the Bible, it discusses to talk about his three times missionary trip, three times.
圣经里面记载保罗他到所到的地方，他建立教会。
And everywhere he goes, he set up churches.
在新约里面有好大部分的书信都是保罗所写的。
And majority of the New Testament is written by Paul.
但是我们刚才在刚才腓立比书里面所读，我们看见保罗他怎么样宣告他的人生目标是什么。
But look at the book of Philippians we just read. What did Paul saying that his life goal is?
我们看刚才所读过，我们再来看第八节，第三章第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
好吧，我们一起来读腓立比书三章第八节。
Let's read together verse 8.
我们一起读一二三。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。保罗在这里，他宣告说，他为了要认识耶稣基督，为要得着耶稣基督为至宝，他看万事如粪土。
And Paul announced in here saying that.Because he wants to know Jesus, one whole of Jesus, he sees everything in this world is garbage.
当保罗经过大马色路上的这个事情，他的遇见主的这个事情上面
，in this role, this event that when he go through the Damascus and encounter Jesus Christ,
他的整个人生观都改变。
The whole world view, his view is changed.
他在腓立比书第三章第八节，他宣告这是他自己的世界观。
In this Philippians, this is he announced his world view.
他这里宣告，也可以说是他自己的人生的最终极的目标。
And also saying that, he also announcing that his ultimate goal in his life.
就是他要认识耶稣基督。得着耶稣基督为至宝。
So he will be considered knowing Christ and have Christ is the most surprising treasure.
然后呢
in his life.
后面保罗他就在形容他自己的这种的心态。
And then later on he talked about his feeling. In his,
他说这是我的目标。
And he talked about this is his goal.
然后他为要达成这个目标，他为自己制定了一件他要做的事情。
And because he want to accomplish this goal, he has set up and certain thing he have to have to do.
我们现在好好来看看保罗为了达成他人生的目标，要为自己制定一件事情要做的。
So let's see what did Paul want to try to do when he try to accomplish his life goal. What he thinks he set up to do.
那在第十三节，保罗这样说。
In verse 13, he said this.
他说啊，下半节他说我只有一件事。
I have one thing only.
那 OK， 我们知道保罗他为了达成这个目标，为自己制定一件的事情要做。
So because he would Paul want to set up his goal to achieve his life goal, he has set up one thing to do.
这个是他的达成目标的执行的计划。
And this is the way that he has accomplished his goal.
保罗要做什么事情呢
？What thing he had to do？
刚才我们看第十三节，他说。我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑。
What he's saying is, forget what is behind and strain towards ahead, and press on toward the goal.
还要得神在基督里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
To win the prize for which God had called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
我们集中来看看思想。保罗所定的这一件事的执行计划，为要达成他的人生终极目标。
So let's see what's Paul's strategy and plan to how to accomplish his life goal.
当我写这个讲章的时候
，And when I'm writing about this sermon,
我就想用什么样的一个例子来表明保罗这个终极目标的执行计划。让我们可以比较容易记得呢。
So what kind of example I can give it to you so that we all can understand and remember?
保罗说他有一件事情。
Paul saying that is one thing.
但是保罗他上面其实说有，其实他说忘记背后， 努力面前的向着标杆直跑是三件事情，对不对？
There are actually three things because he's saying they forget what is behind, strain toward what is ahead, and press on to the goal.
所以说，他说只有一件事，但是也可以说是三件事，可以说是三个方向。
Maybe say that Paul had one thing, but actually three ways to look to go accomplish this goal and three directions.
所以我就想到啊，我自己很喜欢喝咖啡。
I remember I myself like to drink coffee.
今天早上没有咖啡不行。
Every morning I had to have a coffee.
所以我来之前一定喝了一杯咖啡。
So I only drink one cup of coffee this morning.
那我们很喜欢在家里煮咖啡，对不对？
We like to drink make coffee on ourselves.
在家里煮咖啡那种的比较好，比较香，比较好。
Because it's a lot more strong aroma, smell good.
但是我们有时候在外面没有办法煮咖啡的时候怎么办？
So we couldn't make our own coffee at home. What should we do?
那有时候你在超级市场里面有一种叫 instant coffee, 是不是？
So in the supermarket, you will know that there's an instant coffee there.
那种叫做三合一，有没有？
Do you know that there's a three-in-one coffee?
所以你在 on the go 在路上的时候，你随便有热水就可以冲一杯即溶的那种 instant coffee， 三合一。
So there's a three in one coffee, which is cream, sugar, and coffee.
我就想到这个三合一的咖啡。
So you remember the three in one coffee now?
保罗所说的一件事。
Paul remember one thing.
但是是三样的事情。
There's three things.
是三线的事情。
Three line of things.
忘记不为背后。
I forget what's the past.
努力面前的
，Strain forward to what's ahead，
向着标杆直跑
，and pressing forward to the goal。
所以以后你想到你在喝咖啡，你就想起保罗说，为要得到耶稣为至宝，他有一个一箭三线执行的计划。
So when you remember when he wanted to know Christ and get hold of Christ, he had three directions, three ways to accomplish this goal。
帮助我们记得。
So help us to remember。
我称保罗他这个叫三合一。的执行计划。
So this I would call this a three-in-one life goal.
来达成他的人生终极目标。
To accomplish his life goal.
大家知道保罗是一个怎么样的人
？So you know what Paul is? What kind of person Paul is like?
他在遇见主之前呢、啊、
？Before he met Christ.
他是一个逼迫教会、残害基督徒的人，对不对
？He's a person who persecute church and really persecute all the Christians.
从他年少的时候，少年人的时候已经是这样。
When he was young, he was like that already.
大家知道，在《使徒行传》第七章那边记载，斯提凡被害的时候。
So you remember that in Acts chapter 7, they talk about the Stephen being killed.
人用石头打斯提凡。
And people using stone to stone him.
少年保罗也在当场。
The young Paul was there.
圣经形容记载他在做什么
？What's he doing there?
他在帮那些行凶的人在看守衣服、哦。
So he was taking care of the clothing for the people who were killing the Stephen.
然后圣经说还说保罗他喜悦斯提凡被害。
So in the Bible, it would say that Paul was happy that Stephen was being killed.
因为保罗当时他不知道。
Because Paul at that time didn't know.
他觉得他这样逼迫教会残害基督徒是他对他自己的宗教热心。
Because at that time, he's saying the persecuted church is accomplished what he's zealous for his religion.
So he, from young to old, already participated in persecuting Christians, pushing
the church. So even when he was young, he already involved in persecuting all
the churches. So when he was on the road to Damascus, he was holding a pen to push the church, to catch those Christians.
So when he was on the road to Damascus, he already had authority from the priests to catch those Christians.
但是当在这个路上，他遇见主。
But on that road, he met.
他整个人生观，他整个世界观，全部的180度的改变。
His worldview is changed 180 degrees.
他整个价值观完全的改变。
His value system is all changed 180 degrees.
以前他逼迫的耶稣。
In the past, he persecutes Christians.
现在他要追求认识这位的主，为要得着他。
And now he wanted to go and want to get hold of Jesus and become his reward.
甚至他愿意丢弃万事，看作粪土。
Even though even now he would like to get rid of everything and see everything as garbage.
甚至他愿意效法主的死。
And even now he want to be like Christ, die like him.
好，现在我们来看看 保罗他这个三合一的三线执行计划。
So we can take a look at what is the three in one, line the plan from Paul.
第一线
，the first line。
保罗说他要忘记背后。
He's saying to forget what is behind。
我们在想到底他保罗他要忘记背后什么东西
？So we are thinking about what the Paul wanted to forget. What kind of stuff Paul wanted to forget?
刚才我们说他是逼迫教会的人。
First, he wanted to say that he was persecuting all the churches.
他是残害基督徒的人。
He persecuted the Christian.
他在《使徒行传》他自己曾经说，他说我逼迫，他自己亲口承认，他说他是逼迫奉这道的人直到死地。
He's saying that in Acts chapter 22, he's saying that I persecute the follower of this way to their death.
然后第九章也有《使徒行传》第九章，他自己的记载，他是口吐凶喝凶，下凶杀的话。
In the other words, he's saying that the other place is that his mouth was full of threatened word.
他要逼迫基督徒直到死地。
He wanted to threaten them and persecute them until they die.
要将那些男女的都拿在监里。
Arresting both men and women and throw them into prison.
他会当他认识主回转以后。
But when he met Jesus Christ and changed around,
他会回想他以前所犯这些的罪。
He remembered what he that did his sin.
他会回想他以前怎么样的顶撞，怎么样的仇视耶稣基督和他的门徒。
And remember how he persecuted and how he put the Christians into prison and make them suffer.
他回想他会很难过，他为什么要逼迫基督徒把他们拿在监里，然后要逼迫他们直到死地。
He remember how he put them in prisons and until they are dying and until their death.
所以我们很容易明白保罗所想所说的忘记背后要把。这些他以往所犯的罪都全部忘记。
So you understand that when he say forget the past, he wanted to forget all this.
因为他已经回转。
Because he already repent.
因为他已经完全的被主的宝血来洗净。
Because he's already totally washed with the blood of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天也是一样。
Brothers and sisters, we are like that.
如果我们今天还落在罪中
，If today we still in sin，
或者还偶然被罪恶所胜
，And sometimes we will be controlled by sinful nature.
重要的是，我们知道要回转和悔改。
We have to remember we have to repent and return back to God.
Repent and return.
Repent.
我们蒙主耶稣基督宝血的洁净。
We because of we wash from God's blood wash our sin.
我们的罪被涂抹。
Our sins become changed.
我们可以忘记背后，继续向前。
Our sin wipe away, and we can face the forward and look ahead.
我们不再被罪来缠绕。
We no longer be bound by the sin.
也不容许魔鬼撒旦用罪疚感来控诉我们。
And we will not be let Satan to use guilty feeling to accuse us to control us.
不过当然，我们这样讲的话，我们有时候会回想，我们人犯罪是。的确是非常的顽固。
But when we think about that, when we sin, we are stubborn. Our sin is stubborn. It will live inside of us.
有时我们顽固到一个地步，我们重复的犯错很难的去纠正。
So when we the sin so stubbornly live inside us, and we stubbornly repeat again and again, commit the same sin.
有个小学生叫小明。
There's a little elementary student named Johnny.
这里有没有人叫小明？
Anybody named 小明？
这个小学生呢，小明呢，他在学校里面念书很不用心。
This student is not that good in the school.
特别是他读英文的时候，他的文法总是搞错。
Especially when he's studying English, his grammar is always wrong.
他一开口就说 "I have went."
So when he first opened his mouth, he say "I have went."
那应该是 "I have gone," 对不对
？The first is should be "I have gone."
英文的动词的过去式跟那个过去分词啊，总是搅缠不清的。
So the past tense, past present tense, and always really confusing to him.
但是老师呢一再的纠正他，他仍然讲 I have went.
But the teacher keep on correcting him. He still keep on saying I have went.
那有一次呢，老师真是实在忍不住。
And one day the teacher couldn't stand any longer.
老师呢他就叫小明过来。
So he tell Xiao Ming, come over here.
我今天呢一定要罚你留堂啊。
Today you're going to be in detention.
啊，这里有没有留堂？
Is there detention?
哎，还有啊，也有。
I still have here.
他说老师要罚你留堂。
So the teacher right now I'm going to give you a detention to you.
因为你学英文真是不努力。
Because you're not using using any effort to learn English.
啊，每一次纠正你，你都不改。
Every time I'm teaching you the right way, you didn't change at all.
所以啊，大家下课以后呢，所有学生都走了。
So every student after school finished, all the students left.
只有小明他留在学校课室里面。
So only Xiao Ming was staying in the classroom.
老师就告诉小明说
，The teacher told telling Xiao Ming,
我要罚你在黑板上面写。
So I want you to write on the blackboard.
写 I have gone 100次。
So write down I have gone in 100 times.
然后我希望你写完了以后你就记住，以后不要犯这个这么小的一个错误了。
So I hope that after writing 100 times, you will remember and will not make the same mistake again.
然后小明就没有办法了，他就写。
So, Xiao Ming couldn't do anything. Okay, write, roll on the board, blackboard.
I have gone, I have gone, I have gone.
Writing down repeatedly, I have gone, I have gone, I have gone on the blackboard.
写了几十次以后呢？
After a couple times.
然后呢，写了几十次，然后老师就说。
After around 20 or 30 times, the teacher told him.
老师说，小明，你现在继续写。
Xiao Ming, you continue writing on the board.
因为老师有一些事情要去办。
But I have something to do. I forgot to do.
我办完以后我回来。
When I finish, I return.
看你写的怎么样。
I will see what happened when you finish or not.
如果你写完了以后呢，你就记住不要再犯错了。
So when you finish writing it, remember, do not make a mistake again.
你就可以回家了。
And then you can go home.
所以老师就走了。
So the teacher can go left.
老师就在写，小明在写。
This little Xiao Ming is continue writing on the blackboard.
老师办完的事后，办完的事情以后就回到课室。
So the teacher finished everything and come return back to the classroom.
看见小明走了。
Saw the little student Xiao Ming left already.
看到那个黑板上面密密麻麻的写了一百次的 I have gone.
So he saw that there's I have gone 100 times on the blackboard.
越写越潦草。
The more write, the more it really goes grip and a lot more. 潦草。
潦草。最后写完了一百句 ，I have gone.
So at the end of it, wrote down 100 times I have gone.
然后还附加了一句的留言。
And then at the end of it, is also written one last sentence.
他说 ，Dear teacher, I have wrote, I have gone 100 times, I have went.他有没有学到
？Did he learn？
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我想我们人犯罪有时候也会这样。
Because we are when we like us we commit sin we are like that。
很多时候我们很顽固。
A lot of times we are stubborn.
很多时候我们屡劝不改。
A lot of times and every time we don't change.
很多时候神给我们机会，我们还是落在我们罪恶的引诱。捆绑的里面。
A lot of times God gave us chances, but still we still repeat the same sin again and again.
保罗说：“忘记背后。”
Paul said, "Forget the past."
当我们最重要的是真心的悔改。
The most important is you really change it in your heart.
不要再落在罪里面。
Repent in your heart and do not no longer fall into the sin.
求圣灵光照我们，求主帮助我们。
May God shine His light in our heart.
当我们真心的悔改，耶稣基督宝血就赦免我们。
When we truly repent, God's blood, Jesus Christ's blood, will wash our sin.
约翰是这样说，对不对？
John say this.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，不要赦免我们一切罪。洗净我们一切的不义。
John say, if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sin and purify us from all unrighteousness.
旧约圣经里面，弥迦先知也好，以赛亚先知也好，都有类似神的应许和安慰。
So you can look at it in the Old Testament, even in Micah, it talk about this.
弥迦先知说，神将我们的罪孽趴在脚上。
In Micah say, you will again have compassion on us. You will tread our sin underfoot and hurt our iniquity.
又将我们的神将我们的过犯投于深海。
and her are all iniquity into the death of the sea.
他神涂抹我们的过犯。
In Isaiah, it says, God will redeem us and wash us.
好像后好像后缘后云消消散，薄缘灭没。
He said he swept away our offense like a cloud, as sins like our sins will be like a morning mist.
所以弟兄姐妹，最重要是我们真心的回转悔改。
So most important is, are you truly repent?
然后我们可以继续的向前。
So that we can continue going forward.
不再被罪恶、罪疚感所捆绑、阻碍。
We will not be bound by a sinful, feelings or guilt feelings.
好，我们想除了忘记我们的罪，忘记背后我们的罪以后以外，还有什么东西我们要思想要忘记的
？Not only that we have to forget about our sin, what other things that we have to forget about?
我想到。我们还需要忘记我们所受的以往的一切的困苦。
We are the other thing we have to remember that we have to remember forget about our hardship in the past.
当我们领受耶稣基督的恩典
，When we receive a blessing from Jesus Christ，
当我们的罪全得赦免
，And all our sins become forgive，
以往所受任何面对的困苦，我们都应该忘记。
The past, whatever suffering we had, had God in the past, we should forget about it. Because we have God's grace to lead us in the road ahead of us. In the Christian Herald, we have the compassion, missions compassion. We see the people who require service.
They need to receive counseling.
They need counseling.
有时候我们看到一些人，他会觉得他是非常痛苦。
We saw people is really in the take big a lot of pain.
他会觉得自己是全世界上面最痛苦的人。
He will feel that he is one of the most pain suffering person in the world.
所有不幸的事情都好像发生在他的身上。
Unfortunate thing happen will happen to him.
有没有见过这样的人
？Do you ever see such a person?
心里面非常的苦涩
，In the heart is a lot of bitterness.
需要关怀
，Need
需要被释放
，Need to be released from this.
如果没有因为神的恩典
，Because not without God's grace，
那些人的人生就变成一个超级严重自怜的人生，对不对
？This is the person become the super severely self-pity person.
因为他会觉得全世界最痛苦、不幸的事情。都发生在自己身上，所有人都对他不齐。
So he will feel that he or she will feel that everything happened to him and everything is not fair to him and everything just only happened to him or her.
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们蒙恩得救。
We say because God's grace.
应该把以往所有的困苦都忘记。
Should be forget all the difficulty and that we've had in the past.
因为我们在神的主的恩典里面是新造的人。
Because we are new person in God's love.
其实我们人生是不是一定有困难面对
？Is it true that in our life we will see a lot of
圣经有没有应许你天色常蓝
？In the Bible, did you mention that every day is a sunny day?
圣经没有应许你花香常漫。
Do you see the Bible is telling you that all the roses have
roses? 所以在我们人生里面，我们一定会面对困苦。
In the world of life, we will face difficulty and pain.
问题是你怎么样的去面对
？The question is how you going to face it.
中国文学这个作家很有名的张晓峰，大家有听过吗
？There's a Chinese famous literary writer named Zhang Xiaofeng.
他曾经讲过一句这样的话。
He says such a word.
他说在人生里面最重要的不是能够找到一条平坦。没有崎岖的一条的路。
The most important in life is not finding a flat and a good road to travel on.
最重要是在你人生的崎岖路上面找到一位能够陪伴你走完人生路的一位的伴侣。
The most important thing is that you have to find someone who will be accompanying you to lead you to go through life difficult roads.
对基督徒来说，耶稣基督就是陪伴我们人生走人生路的最好的伴侣。
To us, a Christian, Christ, Lord Jesus Christ is a person who lead, who accompany us to walk through this road. This road of life.
所以我们忘记我们的罪，忘记困苦，把我们的生命、生活交托给主， 与主结伴同行。
So we should forget what in the past, our difficulty, our failure, and put up to God and let Him lead us and guide us in our life.
第三，我们还要忘记什么？
The third thing is what things we have to forget about.
我们要基督徒要忘记我们的成功。
We have to forget about our success.
有时候我们会在教会里面满足于我们过往的成功。
So we are sometimes we are satisfied what we did in the past.
有时候我们会陶醉于我们以前怎么样的辉煌。
We think how glory we were before.
我常常想，我为教会，我为弟兄姐妹，我为主做了什么什么的事情。
You always think that, oh, how I would do God things for God and do things for the church, do things for the brother and sister.
教会的建堂，我贡献了多少多少。
In the church building, how much money I put in?
啊，我多么的愿意行道，我参加宣教短宣多少次。
And how many times I put my time and effort into mission?
我奉献了多少，所以我们有这样这样这样这样。
I put in contribute so much, that's why we have all this.
这些所谓的成功。
This all this called success.
其实我们知道这一切全部是出于神的恩典，对不对？
So we know that this is all because of God's grace.
我们绝对没有一点可以夸口的地方，对不对？
There's nothing we can brag about, right?
所以我们所谓的成功，为主所做的，跟上帝所给你的恩典和祝福根本不能比较，对不对？
So we can our success cannot compare to the grace given by our Lord Jesus Christ.
好，我们再来看保罗的第二线 的执行计划。
We're now going to take a look at the second line. What's his strategy to plan?
就是努力面前的。
Is that strain toward what is ahead?
那我们从现在来看，保罗他刚以前两千年前所说。他要努力面前，现在来看我们就知道了，很清楚。
So we can see that we can. What do you mean by 2,000 years ago when he is saying straining toward what's ahead? Now we understood.
因为我们有圣经，我们看圣经所记载保罗他信主改变以后他所做的所有的事情。
Because of the Bible, we record all the stuff that Paul did after he believed in Christ.
保罗他努力的传福音。
He spread the gospel.
他怎么样建立教会？
How he built up the church?
他怎么样到各处去建立去劝勉去造就基督徒？
How he encouraged and edified all the Christians?
然后他离开了以后，他还写信给那些教会来坚固他们。
And then even after he left the churches, he still write the letter back to them.
他所写的那些书信就建立了神学的思想。
And all those letters and build up the theology what we have now.
我们都知道，我们现在都知道看见。
Now we can see.
这是保罗他一生努力面前的事情。
This is what Paul had given his whole life about.
对我们来今天来说
，To us today nowadays，
我们作为个人
，We are in our lives，
我们作为教会
，In the church，
同样的问题来向我们发出。
The question again come to us.
你我和教会到底我们面对努力面前的是什么？
So what we have to face, what we, why we try so hard to do accomplish, what the ultimate goal?
我们作为教会的整体，我们为什么事情来努力
？So what thing we have to be put effort into to strive forward to work hard on?
但愿主帮助我们。
May God help us.
我在角声有二十多年的服事。
In Christian Herald, I served for 20 years.
我们明白我们要为前面努力什么事情。
We know what we have to strive for in the front ahead of us.
作为教会。
It's a Christian and a church.
我鼓励我们也同样努力的为着前面的事情，我们有好好的思想和计划。
We should think about what's ahead of us and we have to have plan what we're going to do.
我相信这是神所喜悦。
I think this is what God wants us to do.
我相信教会的发展可以越来越精彩，对不对？
I think that a lot more exciting in the church development when we look rely on this.
保罗他的用字很特别。
Paul write this letters is write this the word is very special.
努力面前这个字。
Straining forward.
在希腊文的原文是一个合成的字
，In the Greek, it's actually a combined word.
是一个非常生动的一个分词。
It's really an active word.
大家知道这个字的原文意思是形容那些在竞技场里面的运动员。
This word is talk about people who in athlete in the Colosseum.
那个准备赛跑的人，那个人运动员，他一个动作的那种的表现。
He represents an action in the athlete who are about to run.
这个保罗用努力面前这个字是形容那个准备赛跑的运动员，他们正在弯着腰。
It's described the athlete as he trying to go starting line and trying to bend his back.
双手向前。
The arms in the front.
然后头直的向前。
The head was looking straight forward.
眼睛看着那个跑道的那个最后的那个目标。
The eye will look at the finish line.
那种集中全副的精神，那种含蓄待发，那种爆发力。就是努力面前这个字意思。
That concentration, that energy, that whole, the exposed energy about to release.
他那种尽力赛跑那种的精神。
That spirit of competing.
就是保罗。
Finish the race.
就是保罗说努力面前这个字的意思。
That's what this word saying, straining forward.
保罗要表明他要为着得着耶稣基督为至宝。
Paul is saying that he wants to get hold of Jesus Christ.
他要尽他一生和一生的力量来达成这个目标。
He wants to use all his life and all his life energy to accomplish this.
最后我们看保罗所说的 最后第三线的计划。
Then lastly, we're going to look at the third line, what the Paul strategy accomplish his life goal.
他说要向着标杆直跑。
He's saying that he wants to press toward the goal.
我们刚才说保罗用字很特别。
So we talk about how Paul using a word to describe.
保罗他比较喜欢用那些的运动啊比赛来的字来比喻他追求的心态。
Paul would like to use talk about the athlete how he running the race to describe his feeling and attitude on this.
所以运动员他得奖，那拿到奖牌。都是那些运动人员赛跑那些的动力，对不对
？The athlete motivation is to get the reward, to get the medal.
所以保罗说他要集中精神，用一生的力量向前，他要向着标杆直跑。所以他的目标是很清楚。
So Paul is really sharp in his goal. He need to get hold of that goal and what he need to go do to get accomplished it.
其实保罗说向着标杆直跑，直跑这个字。原文跟在十二节那个竭力追求是同一个字。
And you look at it as a pressing toward to the goal is the same word as verse 2 is pressing straining forward.
是原文是同一个字，但中文翻译不一样。
In the original language, actually the same word, but in translating to the Bible is different word.
而且是现在进行式。
Is a present
continuous,
a continuous present
是有不断的跑，不断不停的这个意思。
Is non-stopping, continuous doing it.
向着标杆，保罗还表达另外一个意思。
Toward the goal, Paul also representing the one more meaning.
就是要提醒我们，千万不要分心，不要走岔路。
Tell us is not to go wrong way. Don't
不要走岔路。
Don't dare off to go to detour.
我今天早上第一次来教会。
First time today I came to the church.
我就 make sure 我的 GPS works.
I make sure my GPS is working.
如果不 work 就很糟糕了，对不对
？If it doesn't work, it'll be a big problem.
十点钟聚会，如果我九点四十五分还不知道 I'm in nowhere, 我就麻烦。
If I don't know where am I at 9:45, then it'll be a big trouble.
保罗说，向着标杆直跑。
Paul says, trying, pressing toward to the goal.
直跑是竭力不断不停止，但是标杆你不要走岔路，不要迷路。
To continue pressing forward, do not stop, but do not wandering around.
有时候我们人生会兜兜转转，不晓得跑到哪里去。
Sometimes in our life, we going around, around circle, but don't know where we going.
有时候我们人生会迷路，浪费时间，对不对
？Sometimes we lost in our lives and we use a lot of time.
基督徒也会 veer off 离开标杆。
A lot of time we veer off and forget where the goal is.
离开标杆越来越远。
And then once we veer off the goal, and it will be going further and further away.
教会没有持守耶稣基督的吩咐，也会离开标杆越来越远。
If church doesn't follow Jesus Christ's teaching, it will go wearing off and off and further away.
大家记得2001年当那个纽约世贸中心大楼发生那个恐怖袭击的事情。
Everybody remember the 9/11 in the World Trade Center terrorist attack.
那个时候之前，我们每一次要出门的时候。
Before that time, whenever I need to leave home.
然后呢，回程回纽约的时候。
And when I come back home to New York City.
通常我们远远看到那个世贸中心啊。
So from far away, I would see those World Trade Center.
我那个时候儿子大概十岁。
That time, my son was only 10 years old.
当他从外州回来，看到世贸中心，他就知道到家了。
Whenever he come home, and when he see the World Trade Center, he know that he's going to be home soon.
因为我们看到那个目标。
Because we see the goal.
因为我们看到那个地标。
Because this is a landmark there.
同样的，我们的人生一样。
Same way, it's the same as our life goal.
你必须有清楚的人生目标。
You should have a clear life goal in front of us.
向着标杆直跑。
Pressing toward to the goal.
保罗提醒我们要直跑，不要迷路，不要兜兜转转。
Paul reminds us to go straight, do not go wandering around.
假如我们现在还在兜圈、兜兜转转的话
，If we still wandering around.
其实是在浪费神给我们的生命时间和恩典。
Is wasting the time God giving to us.
当保罗年老的时候，他写信给提摩太。
When Paul's at an old age, he wrote a letter to Timothy.
保罗说，我们都很熟悉，他说那美好的仗我已经打过了。
He said, I have fought a good fight.
当跑的路我跑尽。
I have finished the race.
所信的道我守住。
I have kept the faith.
从今以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
Now that is in store for me the crown of righteousness.
保罗他到达目标。
Paul accomplished finish his goal.
达成他的人生目标。
Accomplish his life goal.
到达终点。
And got into the finish line.
得着主。
Get hold of Jesus Christ.
并且得着主的赏赐。
And also receive God's reward.
得到主的奖赏。对。在美国德州有一个非常有钱的财主。
In here in the American, there's a
德州。
德州是
Texas.
Oh, in Texas, there's a really wealthy person.
有一天呢，他就请了当地非常有名的一位传道人到他家里吃饭。
So one day he invited a pastor, a mission person, a very famous mission person, to have a dinner with him.
当他们吃完饭以后呢，这位财主就带这个传道人到他的豪宅去参观一下。
So after finish the meal, he brought this missionary preacher. This preacher come up here and then see his whole big place, his house.
然后又到他到房顶去啊，去看周围的环境。
So he bringing him up to the top of his building, his home, and look around his surrounding.
这位财主就对这位传道人说
，This wealthy person say it to this preacher.
他说：“你看这一切。
”Look at all this.
二十五年前我一无所有。
Look at it. All 25 years I had nothing.
现在你看东南西北这些一大片的田地。
Look at it. All surrounding east, west, south, north, and everywhere all this land.
这些广大的麦田
，all these week，
无数的牛群、羊群，还有密密麻麻的森林，都是我的。
All the trees, all the cows, all those things all belong to me。
他一方面感到非常的自豪
，he really proud of himself，
因为他人生的努力带给他财富。
Because what he tried, he work hard, he bring him wealth。
他人生的目标他达成。
He accomplished what his life goal is。
这位聪明的传道人非常的欣赏他的成就。
This preacher for wisdom really and
欣赏
appreciate what this wealthy person saying to him.
他一面的点头，一面的微笑，一面的很欣赏。
He nod his head and really appreciate what happened.
然后他就慢慢的回头过来。
And then he slowly turned his head.
用一个非常诚恳的态度
，and really honest manner，
看着这位的财主
，and look at this wealthy person，
他就指着天问这位财主说
，he pointed to the sky and asked this person，
他说，请问你在天那边有多少的财产
？How much money you have there up there？
这个财主本来是非常的自豪，非常的骄傲。
This person, this wealthy person, he was talking about a lot of very proud what he had.
当他听到这位传道人问他这句话的时候
，So when he heard what this preacher talked to ask him this question,
他忽然间讲不出话了。
He suddenly couldn't say a word.
他想到他以前要上主日学，他没有去。
他 remember that when he was young, he was supposed to go to the Sunday school.
他有时候教会邀请他，他说他很忙。
When church invite him, he say I'm busy.
他就非常的惭愧。
He was ashamed.
低下头来说，这一点我从来没有想过。
He bowed his head and said, "This point, I didn't even think about that, all this."
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brother and sister,
今天我们也需要问自己。
Today we had to ask ourselves.
我们在天那边有多少的财产
？How much inheritance we have on the sky?
你知道你有多少的奖赏在天上为你存？
Do you know how much reward we save for you up in the heaven?
我们愿主帮助我们。
May God help us.
有人生的目标。
We have a life goal.
教会也有教会努力面前的事情。
We also have a thing that we have to work hard in our church.
以致我们不要忘过、忘费、浪费我们的人生。
So that we will not waste our lives.
因为所有一切事情将来都要在神的面前向他交账。
Everything will be go back to God and then have to report back to God.
我们都盼望将来我们得着主，并有主的奖赏为我们存留。
We hope that when we go to see Him, we have a reward for us.
我们同心祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们真是感谢你，透过保罗他的经历、他的宣告，给我们有所提醒。
For the poor experience, for what He's teaching us.
求主帮助我们都能够存记保罗这一个三合一的执行计划，为要得达成他人生终极的目标。
So we teach us just like Paul have this three-in-one plan, so it will be imply in put it in action in our lives.
就是我们人生最重要的是能够认识主，得着耶稣基督为至宝。
The most important in our lives is that have possess you, Lord Jesus, and have hold of you.
求主祝福教会。
And may I also bless the church.
让教会在这个地方继续的为主发光。
So may this church continue to shine on this in this place.
让更多的人来到这地方能够遇见主。
So that many more people will come and meet you, Lord.
同样得着这个福音的好处。
So also a benefit from this gospel.
同样可以认识耶稣基督罪得赦免，成为一个新造的人。
And also receive your salvation.
感谢主
Thank you.
我们同心祷告奉靠耶稣基督圣
Thank you in the name of Jesus Christ.